You're listening to SBS News.
The United States actor Charlie Sheen has experienced one of Hollywood's most public falls from grace. At the height of his career, Sheen was the world's highest paid television actor for his role in the series Two and a Half Men. But after years in the spotlight, a cocktail of scandals, ranging from domestic violence to other threats against women, led the once much loved funny man to hit rock bottom. Earlier this year, Sheen announced he'd be visiting Australia for a tell-all speaking tour in November.
All right, Australia, the tickets are on sale today. So come on out for an evening with this guy and we'll have some laughs and you'll hear some great stories.
But just weeks before Sheen is due to speak in Australia, there are calls for his visa to be revoked. Collective Shout, a grassroots movement against the objectification of women and the sexualization of girls, says allowing him to perform in the country would send the wrong message. Campaign's manager Caitlin Roper says Sheen's history shouldn't allow such a visit.
Charlie Sheen has a long, extensive history of violence against women, sexual assault, battery, threats against women's lives, you know, over two decades. And we feel that in allowing him to come into the country and to give a speaking tour, it sends the wrong message about how we regard violence against women and the seriousness of domestic violence.
In 1997, Sheen was convicted of battery with serious injury after his then-girlfriend accused him of attacking her. In 2006, his second wife filed a restraining order against him, alleging he had shoved and threatened to kill her. And in 2009, Sheen was arrested on domestic violence charges after his third wife told police he had threatened her with a knife. They are just some of the documented domestic violence allegations levelled against the actor. Caitlin Roper says she's concerned his tell-all event could cover this background and his attitude towards women could be imparted to impressionable young men in Australia.
What I would expect is that in the audience it's going to be primarily younger men and, you know, Charlie Sheen, a Hollywood celebrity, describes himself as Hollywood royalty. I think there is some degree of influence from him and that's completely undermining all of the attempts, all of the government initiatives we have working to end violence against women.
Collective Shout has sent an open letter to Immigration Minister David Coleman calling for Sheen's visa to be denied. The Department of Immigration hasn't responded to a request from SBS for comment. Caitlin Roper says in the era of Me Too, drawing attention to issues of violence and the perpetrators of violence has become a higher priority.
We are starting to talk more about men's violence against women and we are having more women speaking out. And I think we're starting to understand that this kind of thing is prevalent and that we really need to deal with it.
Charlie Sheen is due to appear in Melbourne on the 3rd of November and in Sydney on November the 4th. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.